You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit it! Yeehaw!
Hey, what a great morning it is. It's beautifully sunny, and I guess tomorrow's going to be rain, so we have to enjoy today as much as we can. Joining us today, Corey Finkelstein and Alex Alfred from Haggerty Insurance. They're both over at the Drive Festival, and we're going to be talking to them directly after I and you get off the air. Jonathan Schlue is going to join us from Car Generator, and he has a call-in with a whole story about how the little car generator saved a big event, and that'll be interesting to hear. And then we're going to sort of finish it off with the Highway 11 cruisers. They're having a couple of cruises, and on top of that, they have raised a ton of money, and I mean a ton, six figures, for the local charities such as the Princess Margaret Hospital, the Sick Kids, etc. Great guys, and they deserve our support. Alan, are you guys busy?
Are we busy? Believe it or not, I've ordered my first set of wheels.
I actually received
the first set of wheels for a snow tire package that I put together. I know people don't like to hear that, and personally, I'd rather not do it either, but hey, you got to make a living, eh?
I saw a leaf fall the other day. It was terrible.
How's things up at the lake? Are you able to still go in the water, or it's too cold already?
No, the water's actually a little bit warm. It's actually warmer than it should be. And the lake is clean. For a long, long time, the lake was being polluted. About 10 years ago, they instituted new rules, and the lake is actually really, really clean. People drink the water out of the lake. As a matter of fact, they put it through a system, and then they drink it. It's really nice.
Well, yeah, I think about 10, 15 years ago, because most cottages were on septic, eh?
Yes.
And the government said, no, we're going to put sewers in, and that's what they did up there. And that helped a whole lot, because I'm guessing at one point raw sewage was probably going right in the lake. And you don't want to be drinking that, eh?
No. We're in well water, but it's 90 feet deep. It's an artesian well.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much you pump, you can't pump it out. There's enough there that...
Where is Artesia?
It's close to Pennsylvania.
All righty.
We have another show going today.
And we got letters. Going? We're going to have to answer some letters. We got backed up with all emails coming in.
Yes.
And we got three that we're going to try to get to today.
Actually, four. I got one just in a few minutes ago.
Okay, cool.
So, good stuff.
All right.
So take us out. By the way, we do want to promote a contest we're having with Crown. You get a Crown service plus $250 worth of extras. All you got to do is go to davescornergarage.com and enter. You know what? These contests do really well, and it's always a pleasure when we get the winners on and talking about
with
all their money.
They love it. We had that guy with the tires. Couldn't have been happier.
Yeah.
After the break, you'll tell me if you have any shrinkage or not from that cold water, okay? All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage having a blast here Saturday morning. We'll be back with Corey Finkelstein right after the break. This is Garage. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave's Corner Garage. My name is Alan Gelman, and we've got Corey Finkelstein on the line from Haggerty Insurance. You know, we're always talking about Haggerty, and if you've got one classic car, it's great because you can save a whole lot of money, get great coverage. It's a great company. But you've got a special package there going on, Corey.
That's right. Thanks for having me on. And of our signature services group, which is geared for collectors with many cars and multiple cars, or one more expensive car.
Oh, well, we've got Dave on the line. He's got more than one fancy car, Dave.
Yeah, but only one or two of them would be collector cars. The rest are just users.
Yeah, they have to be pleasure use vehicles and not your daily driver. And to qualify for our signature services group, you've got to have at least six cars valued at $250,000 or more. That's the combined value, or one car at $500,000 or more. So you'd have to have a bit of a bigger collection in terms of dollar value, but you can have one expensive car instead of multiple cars.
Corey, how big is that market? How many people have that many cars in this area?
We are still new to Canada, only coming into the market in 2009, and I would say we have a small fraction of the total total market of those types of collectors. And we have quite a number of customers, but we don't have them all, and there's lots more that could come to Hagerty and enjoy the benefits of Hagerty insurance. So it's a big collector car market here in Canada, especially in the Highland, high net worth space.
Interesting. We can hear the festival behind you. You're at the Drive Festival. We didn't say that, but that's where you are.
And yes, so I'm trackside right now, and they're just getting ready to get the cars underway for the Dream Car 3, which is really exciting. So it's a opportunity for spectators to see some of the most interesting cars in the world at speed on part of the track. They're not doing the whole track, and it's sort of gray glass instead of a race or anything like that. It's really interesting.
I think they're going from a turn four to turn one. The question I had was, you folks are investing in enthusiast events, such as concours events, etc. That's part of your advertising philosophy?
Yeah, so, you know, we're an insurance company, but there's a lot more aspects to the hobby than just insurance. So what we're trying to do, our ultimate goal is to save driving, whatever the future of driving looks like. So for us, that means preserving the heritage with purchasing concours. So, events that celebrate the finest cars in the world. We also are involved by buying the California Mille, which is a driving experience for historic vehicles, kind of like the Mille Miglia in Italy, same idea, but in California. And then the other component is people have a lot of cars and they need a place to store them. So we recognize that. And we created a storage facility space in Burlington called Garage Plus Social. So it's a club experience and a storage facility at the same time. And so it really plays into the market that I work in, where, you know, let's say you live in Toronto and you have, you have multiple cars that you celebrate and enjoy, but you don't have a lot of space to keep them. So this is a place where you can store your cars and enjoy the car community at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's also a great place for networking because, you know, when you have an old car, it's not like you can call a regular car, automotive supply shop to get pieces for it or have the proper people to work on it. But I guess when you have these cars and you put these owners together, it's a great way for them to share information and help each other out. I generally find that car clubs, the ones I've attended, the people are so happy and are, like I say, more accepting and ready, willing, to able to help anybody who's got a car issue.
Yeah, exactly. The community helps. It feeds off itself and it builds itself. You know, we have, with the Garage and Social and with the Hagerty Signature Services, we help our clients enjoy their cars more every day. So whatever that means, whether it's helping them connect buyers together so that they can find the right car for each other, or finding those hard to find parts. You know, we have a team dedicated at our Michigan office that they call them the Car Sierras service, where they'll help you source that hard to find part for your 67 Mustang or your 54 Corvette, whatever the case may be.
Well, Dave, you got to get hooked up because you got an old Ferrari. How long, Dave, you rebuilt that Ferrari because it was a wreck? You said it took you over 2 years to find the parts, eh?
3 years.
3 years.
Yep. 3 years till we got all the pieces together, and then we're putting it back together. We had to do the welds, for instance, as the factory would do them, not the way we do them nowadays. Nowadays we grind the welds, while on Ferrari they don't. They just make beautiful welds. So it was quite an experience. I still have it. It's sitting in my shop.
So did you have to find, like, an Italian welder or something?
Actually, yeah.
you have to try and replicate the weld splatter on the metal, right? So it looks exactly original. Pretty awesome.
It is. I knew this company that rebuilt an old T-Bird from scratch, and he told me to stick my head underneath, and he said, "What do you see there?" I said, "Oh, it's pretty sloppy. There's masking tape under all the bolts." And he said, "No, that's supposed to be there, because when those cars were built at the factory, the masking tape held the washer in place. And when you go to a concours event, the people who are judges know everything about these cars, every detail. And if you don't have that mark there or that crayon, you know, thing underneath the hood, you lose points for that. And, to the point where they even know what brand of nuts and bolts were used on a vehicle. And if the head of the bolt is not the right marking, you lose points. Crazy. But it sounds like a great thing. The signature services. How do people find out? If I've got 10 cars and I'm looking for some special service, how do I find you?
You can reach me either by my email, it's c.finkelstein@haggerty.com, or my phone number, 437-775-3333. But the easiest way is just to go to haggerty.ca, and you can find out the information on our website.
All right, Corey, enjoy the show. Watch out for the fast cars. You don't want to get hit in the face by stones or other debris there, eh?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey.
All right. After the break, we're going to be talking to Alex Alfred, who's also at Haggerty and also at the Car Festival, I think. It sounds busy there, and we'll be right back. Well, you know, we're in the car repair business, and sometimes the radio station needs to get fixed, too. We got a few issues here at the station today. We're trying to get one of our guests on the phone, but not having some luck at it. Not sure what's going on. I know
we have trouble getting Alex.
Yes, we are. So we're going to talk emails.
Okay.
Okay, Dave, let's see if you can stump me.
Well, it's not me. It's the listeners.
That's true.
The email came in. Can't speak. The email came in. Ford Focus, 2-liter engine, 20,000 kilometers on it. Mm-hmm. When I had my oil changed today, the dealer asked, was it beneficial to switch to synthetic oil? And I was told there was no real benefit because I would have to change my oil every 5,000 kilometers. Is he right?
A couple of things that we have to be considered here. Now, I always want to find out if someone is still under their new car warranty or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're looking to me or asking me for advice, I don't want to jeopardize your warranty because, you know, in a lot of cases, when it comes to paying warranty claims out, manufacturers or warranty companies are always looking for some kind of excuse to get out of making that claim, right? So as far as your car, your specific car goes, on the oil cap, or certainly in the owner's manual, or even under the hood, there may be a sticker, but definitely on the oil cap, it usually tells you what kind of oil the manufacturer recommends, whether it's regular oil, whether it's synthetic oil, even the weight is very important as well, you know, the viscosity rating of the oil.
Right.
Now, once somebody's out of warranty, well, then you can kind of do what you want. I mean, I've heard certain things in terms of, well, one of the reasons they went to synthetic oil is because it's more slippery and the manufacturer can actually get a couple extra miles per gallon out of that engine. And so that's the way for him to do it. You know, he doesn't have to redesign the engine or do a whole lot of work. If we just go to slipperier oil, we'll get that better gas mileage and our CAFE rating can increase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not talking Starbucks here, Dave. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I go to Timmy's.
Now, also, I had someone in this week who asked me a very similar question. They were concerned what kind of oil they had because they were told that once you started using one, you were not able to switch back again.
Yes, I heard that too.
Yeah, and I've heard it as well. I don't see any problem. I've spoken to oil companies. They said, no, there's no reason why you can't switch. I mean, obviously, if you have synthetic oil in your car and you add regular organic or regular oil to it, you know, you're going to break down some of the benefits you're going to get from the synthetic, but you're not going to hurt anything. It's not like they're totally dissimilar, right?
You know, in the beginning, when they brought out synthetics, they brought out a semi-synthetic, and then they went to full synthetic. But they were having trouble with the seals, and the engines were starting to leak oil because the synthetic oil was actually damaging the seals that keep the oil inside the engine.
Mm-hmm.
So they've kind of resolved that issue. And I've been running synthetic on all my cars without any issue at all. And it doesn't burn. The truth is, the car does not burn any oil at all between changes.
All right, so this is a technical question. I mean, you had a car that was burning oil before, and
no.
now...
No, because I buy them brand new and then I keep them till they die. But the truth is, when I was in the service business, if you burned a liter of oil between changes, that was acceptable as far as the manufacturers were concerned.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, and that was only when you had a 5,000 kilometer interval, which brings us to the other point that if you do go to synthetic oil, it allows you to lengthen that interval. Okay. Some people can go as high as 10,000 kilometers. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people who say, I just look at my dashboard because the computer tells me when I need to get an oil change. And that may be every 12 months, you know. But that's not something most mechanics really agree with, only in terms of, you know, if people check things under their cars, different kinds of fluid levels, air pressures and whatnot, it may be okay. But most people don't do anything. I've had a lot of people don't even know how to open up the hood of their car. Dave?
Well, you know, the other thing is that if you're buying a new car, some of these will have break-in oils. For instance, the Honda, or I just bought a Toyota, it has a break-in oil in it, and they wanted you to run it for at least, you know, 8 to 10,000 kilometers before they pull it.
All right. Well, funny you mentioned brake. We got to take one because Mr. Carlos here, the boss in charge, is waving his hand going, we got to get the heck out of here and pay some bills. So we're going to be talking to Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator after the break. This is Dave's Corner Garage with Dave and Al and Carlos and you guys out there. We'll be right back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. My name is Alan Gelman. We got Dave Redinger on the phone, and we've also got Mr. Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator with us. Jonathan, how are you?
Good morning. How is everyone? I'm in lovely downtown Newmarket in my Airstream, doing my call here, and my wife and daughter are out shopping and looking for a bakery, and I'm in the trailer right now in a beautiful park in downtown Newmarket.
That's always great. But, you know, it's funny. I don't know if you heard, but we had some technical issues here. And basically, that's what Car Generator is for, correct?
It sure is. Give you power anytime you need it without the hassle.
All right. Now, you've had someone who recently was at a show, and, you know, they had a trailer like yours, and they ran out of power. What happened?
They did. We've got on the phone, we've got Jason. Actually, Jason, are you there?
Yes, I am. Morning, fellas.
Jason. Morning. Jason, where are you? Where are you from, Jason, or where are you now?
Hi, guys. I'm from Kingston, Ontario. I'm just sitting here on my deck taking in today.
That's so great. Yeah, I think you're a volunteer firefighter, so you might have to go, but we're okay for a couple minutes, I think, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm on call.
Yeah. So Jason is an example of an interesting customer. He's got a car generator. They got it a couple of years ago. His wife, Lynn, as they many times are very smart and they get prepared, and Lynn got a car generator. And then Jason, tell us about what you guys were doing. You were at a music festival. Where was it? What happened? And we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, no. So we just recently went up to the County Country Jamboree up in Napanee, Ontario. There was 200 plus campers there, and after 8 o'clock at night, you're not allowed to run your inverters or generators. And I said to the wife, I says, let's bring the little generator there that you want. And I put it on the truck. We went, and lo and behold, my battery crapped out at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I went out and fired my truck up. I plugged the extension cord in and it ran everything in my trailer beautifully. Like it was just perfect. So that thing saved us that night, kept the little fan roof fan going. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we actually, Jason sent us a nice video that we could see the people in the campground. You can see it on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/CarGenerator. Jason was at the music festival, and it's pretty fun just to be able to pull his car generator out, and it was an easy way to get power, right? So.
Well, right. And, you know, you heard Jason say that, you know, you can't run anything with power after a certain time because I guess kids are going to sleep and people are out in the country. They don't want to be listening to somebody's, you know, aftermarket generator just cranking away there and spewing smoke. But because the car generator works off the car, it's quiet. It's clean. It works great.
Yeah. And I'll just throw an example in. So the car generator thing and my neighbor that was beside me, he had the same problem. Well, the next day, he went and bought a $5,000 inverter. And
oh, my
it does
goodness.
The same thing.
Oh my goodness.
It does the same thing.
Yeah. No, it's great. So, definitely good.
And and just so you know, I also had a certified electrician come to the house, and Jonathan shipped the conversion kit. So I've got it all set up. So if I lose the power to my residence, I just run an extension cord down to my plug-in. I plug it in, and it runs my furnace to the whole house. Like, my house is always heated.
Yeah, that's a really important thing. You know, it's interesting because we now have, this weekend's a beautiful weekend, and it's nice. I think we're going to be camping. A lot of people will be camping even right through September and maybe even early October. I think we'll have a nice, still good weather for a lot of it. But it's interesting because car generator, where it really applies is people that, as it starts getting into the colder season, like last night we stayed in our trailer and it gets cold and the furnace actually runs. So the furnace runs on propane and it chews up a lot of batteries, a lot of the trailer batteries when it's running. And so, you know, you need to recharge those batteries and you need a way to do that. And your car is such an easy way to do that. So you basically hook it up and you can use it that way. And then in the winter, now when it's going to be coming colder, that's a really important. So there's two real important uses of car generator. Right now, you can use it to keep your trailer and your camper running. And you can use it for your cottage when the power goes out. We have lots of stories of customers that use it as a really simple way. Power goes out at the cottage. They hook this up, start the car, and it keeps all the fridges and freezers cold and everything is good.
I just want to bring Dave into the conversation for a minute. Dave, sure. Up at your cottage, do you have a sump pump? Do you know?
Yes, we do. And I've got a car generator for the cottage.
For people who live in the city may not realize, I've never heard of one before, but sump pump is something that's very important, correct?
Yeah. Well, when it's not just that, the well water would stop and everything, we'd have to go come home if we didn't have the power. By the way, I got an email, actually a text, just came in. Fella is building a dock down by the beach near us. And there is no power within 2,000 feet because he has a big, big lot. So they're planning to power the spray units with the car generator.
Yep, that's perfect. You could certainly use that. We've had people that use their car generator. There's so many uses you can do with it. Use it for that. We had a fellow in near Ottawa or Quebec region that used it to. He had a very, very, very long driveway. And he wanted to be able to go to a certain spot and use his electric weed whacker to run it. So he actually used his car generator for that. We have people use it for medical. The power goes out and they need to be able to run their CPAP or oxygen machines. That's a really important one, especially this winter when when everything rolls in. You can see lots of examples. Our website is www.cargenerator.com. And make sure to go to our website right now, cargenerator.com. When you get there, you'll see a big Dave's Corner Garage logo on it. Press on that or tap on that, and there's a really great special offer we've got for the Dave's Corner Garage folks. If you need to get a car generator, if you haven't got one yet for the winter, this is your best time to do it. It's a great offer, a great deal. So go on to cargenerator.com. And click on that. If you want to order, you can also call us at 800-750-4660. That's 800-750-4660. And so it's an easy way. Jason, I guess now you with your car generator, you're going to be able to use it for the winter too to get your furnace running. And if you need to and the power goes out, that's great.
Yeah, and I'm going to leave it in my truck because when I go to fire calls, I could be gone for 1 hour, I could be gone for 12 hours. So it's handy to have on. I put a little electric heater in my truck. And if I'm at the fire scene, I can keep heat inside my vehicle or if I have to keep my radios charged, like stuff like that.
There's so many uses for it. One of our other people that bought a car generator, she is a vendor at markets, Tally Towels. And she goes to markets and people buy towels and they custom laser engrave them. And she uses it to run her cash registers, her laser engraving machines. There's so many places that you would need power and you can use it. It's super easy to do it that way. It's one of these things. It's like a fire extinguisher. If you need it, you need it, right? So
exactly.
Well, it's like the fire department. You really don't want to need their services, eh? But it's great when they're there.
Yeah, so, no, it's good stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for calling in, Jason. Appreciate that.
No, thanks for having me, folks.
You bet.
All right, take care, Jason. Have yourself a great weekend. A lot of great points that we brought up there. Of course, you know, the cost of the unit is so inexpensive. I mean, you know, you heard about him talking about other people that spend $10,000-$15,000 for big units to take care of their whole house. But in most of the time, we're only talking about a short-term emergency, right, John?
That's really it. And you know what? It's interesting because power outages, you don't know how often they'll happen or if you need it. So the game is really, it's less about having a massive generator. Like I always say to people, if you spent $13,000 and you got one of those full whole house ones that kicks in, I tell people it's very important to keep a couple of bottles of really expensive champagne in the fridge, because when the power goes out, you want to make sure you drink that and celebrate, because you're spending having that luxury costs you about $400 an hour of the time that you're actually using it. And that's really the whole point with car generator. It's a modest cost. It's like $700. It's not expensive, and it's a very simple insurance to make sure that you can keep the furnace running in your house. You can go camping with it. And when you're done, just put it away and forget about it. It's just 11 pounds. It's very easy, very simple.
And like Jason mentioned, you know, when he's at a fire call or something, he could let the vehicle run for hours and hours and hours, and it doesn't bother it at all.
No, it's really great. Actually, Ford this year brought out a really cool pickup truck. The F-150 has an option that you can run it as a generator, and it runs on exactly the same principle as car generator does. So Ford has done it. You can run their truck for 85 hours to provide backup power. So it's a really simple way. If you go to our website, www.cargenerator.com, you'll see lots of examples. You can see examples and testimonials and different things that people use it for. It's really simple for camping, for backup emergencies, for cottages, all kinds of different things.
All right, and the website one more time?
It's www.cargenerator.com.
Jonathan, I want to thank you. We got to take a break. I want to thank Jason Fiddle and take our hats off to all the firemen out there. Always doing a great job. Actually thinking about 9/11 today, which is the anniversary, 20 years. Lots of those people lost their lives, and hats off to them. All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be with Brian Elliott from the Highway 11 Cruisers right after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. I want to thank Jonathan Schlew and his guests for helping us out there. And we've got Brian Elliott on the phone. He's from the Highway 11 Cruisers. And Dave, without any further ado, I'll let you take it away.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I love his voice. His greatest radio voice I've ever heard. So if you want to quit your job, you got to talk to us first.
My mom said I'd always have a great face for radio. So
hey, we got that.
So the Highway 11 Cruiser started in 2020 and has raised over $125,000 since that inception. That's fantastic.
We actually started in 2010, back in 2010, and yeah, we've just been going gangbusters. So
unbelievable. It's a great cause. Princess Margaret Hospital and Sick Kids.
Oh, yeah, we help out all kinds of charities. We Sick Kids, Princess Margaret, young, like the Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, mm-hmm. Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We're all across the board.
Love it. Now, we have two events coming up. One is September the 19th. It's called Stardust. Tell us about that one, and then we'll talk about the second one.
It's at the Stardust Drive-In Theater in Sharon, Ontario. We're doing a classic car show and movie. We're showing the movie Grease.
Woo!
So we'll kick it old school there.
There you go.
But yeah, free admission to the show, free movie, and all donations and proceeds that we raise at that show are going to the Canadian Cancer Society.
I don't want to hear the jingle jangle. I want to hear the paper stuff.
That's right. Yeah, flow it in the wind. Yeah, we're going to have lots of door prizes. Yeah, it's going to be a great turnout. We were actually approached by somebody that, you know, his father is not doing well. He's stage 4 cancer, and he's never been to a drive-in before. So that's kind of a, you know, reach out and touch the heartstrings kind of thing. But, yeah, we're going to we're going to kill it.
You're going to have to show people how many...
See the movie.
You should do the contest. Like, how many people can you stick in a trunk?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. We do the old submarine races, right?
There you go, and then people can bet on it. How many people you figure we got in the trunk, okay?
My wife's 66 Pontiac. We can fit about 12 in there, so yeah.
I love it.
Are they all breathing, though? That's what we need to know.
Yeah, well.
Apple right. Cruise, tell us about that.
Yeah, the Apple Cruise, that's, you know, back in the day when you used to pile your kids in the car and go for one of those fall color cruises. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what we're doing there. We're we got a big route planned that day. Hopefully the colors up north will start to change early and we'll be able to get out there. And again, this is another free show that we're doing. And we're just looking to get out and really celebrate what we used to do back in the day, you know, like a nod to the past rotters and you know, families and things like that. Cruise up north through all the little hamlets, Blue Mountain Valley, Beaver Valley. Our halfway point is going to be at an apple orchard where we're going to do, you know, a hayride and things like that. All the old cars are going to be parked throughout the apple orchard. It's going to be a long day, but we're meeting at the usual Highway 11 meet spot, Harvey's in Newmarket on Yonge Street. And roll out about 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be a full day, but we're hoping to have a really good turnout and
celebrate. Now, if somebody wants
celebrate.
To come out and they don't have an old car, they have, either have a regular car or a
yeah,
sports
absolutely.
Car.
Yeah, absolutely. Even, you know, anything that has wheels. We bring the family out on a cruise along in your minivan, by all means. Bring your daily. Doesn't matter to us. We're looking to just get out and enjoy the day and celebrate what our families all did for us and those memories that we had when we were kids, too.
I love it. October the 2nd is the event?
October the 2nd, yep.
And how do we get in touch with Thornhill? It used to be Thornhill Cruisers, but they're not around anymore. So,
yeah, no,
Highway 11?
Highway 11 Cruisers. We have a Facebook page.
How do we get
page.
In touch with them?
The Facebook page is the best way to get a hold of it. It's got all the most up-to-date information on all the cruises and events that we're doing. There have been slow this year because of the uncertainties with all these gatherings and whatnot, mm-hmm. but we had a pop-up show. We had about 2 weeks notice for a few weeks ago. We had over 1,000 cars show up for that event.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be too bad. I'm thinking, I mean, most obviously the car events are held outside, correct?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, and you can socially distance. If you're uncomfortable, you can wear a mask. It's really not a big deal. And,
absolutely. Yeah.
But the one thing you can't wear, do we know what you can't wear, guys?
What's that?
You can't wear a big belt buckle.
That's right. Yeah, keep back from
you
the
You better
car.
Be naked. Otherwise, don't get close to my car. You don't want to scratch her.
That's right, right.
So the real important thing is that you can keep a club together through COVID because you can't meet, and keeping that unity together is a fantastic feat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're really proud of is that we do have such a good group together and, you know, there's no drama, and that's the biggest thing about some of the clubs of the past and things like that. The drama just kills things, right? So,
Ryan, question. Let's say, you know, I've had some money and I had a hankering for a car, and I pick up an old car, but I'm personally not a mechanic. Is there ways that, you know, guys at the Highway 11 Cruisers will give out information or turn people on to people they've helped and used?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a boatload of sponsors that help out at these shows and things like that, and especially during these times when things are slower, we'd be happy to help with information, put you on to these people, you know, tire guys, window guys, you name it, we've got hundreds of them. So, and those guys are all trying to get back on their feet again after the lockdowns and uncertainty. So,
all right, Brian, we got to run. Thank you very much. Brian Elliott from Highway 11 Cruisers. Check out their Facebook page. Got a Stardust Cruise coming up September the 19th and the Apple Festival October the 2nd. This is Dave's Corner Garage. You don't need any kind of car to listen to us. We'll be right back. Well, first of all, I just want to take my hat off to Carlos. We had some IT problems here at the studio, and he's kept the wheels on the bus going round and round and round. Nice job, Carlos. Dave?
Yeah?
Crown, they're doing a promo. What's that all about?
Okay, we're giving away a crown treatment plus $250 worth of extras, and there's five of those packages available, And if you go to davescornergarage.com, enter there. Or you can do it on your phone. It's really simple. All we need is your name, your phone number, and your postal code.
Davescornergarage.com, and you can win a Crown promo. Excellent.
Yeah, we love it. It's a great contest. And you know what? Next month, I think we're going to do a contest every month. What the heck?
Okay, so what are you giving away?
I haven't decided yet. I think I'll give my sister.
I think you should go to the Apple Festival cruise, you know, with Brian.
I plan to do that.
But offer up a ride in your Ferrari, though.
If I can get it off the hoist. It's been up there for 2 years. I wonder if it'll start. It probably will. Yeah.
Still have tires on it?
Good tires, yeah. It's actually got Salins on it.
Oh, excellent. I've got them on my CRV, and they've been great. I've had them on for about 4 or 5 years. Okay, what's going on?
I've on the track, too.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I put it on the racetrack, and I used those tires, and they were fine.
Excellent.
Good stuff. So we can do a quick email if you like.
Sure.
Nissan Sentra, he bought it from a Kia dealership. He drove it out a couple of days later. The engine light came on.
Uh-huh.
They told him was the gas cap was bad, so they replaced it. So I guess that would do the EVAC system was an issue. But it came back shortly after that. So he's asking, should he go to another dealership? He has warranty with the car with Kia.
I think what he needs to do is speak to the shop that he bought the car from in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, he did get a warranty, and I think he's basically got to put it to them at this point that, you know, guys, you gave me a warranty, and I'm not happy about this engine light being on. It shouldn't be on. It should be dealt with. So do you want me to bring it back to you, or do you suggest that I take it somewhere else? But please, I expect that you're going to have to pay me back on this. So at least give them the option first, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And especially, too, with the small EVAP leaks, I can tell you, you know, a lot of times they come back more than once. You know, you'll come back, you'll check a few things. I know Toyota right now is having a big problem with their purge valves. It's about a 6-week wait. They're on back order because a lot of times these problems don't show up for a little bit down the road. And then the manufacturer doesn't know there's an issue. They don't have enough extras on the shelf.
You know, talking about Toyota and those, indeed, Ford, Toyota, GM, they're all closing their plants because they can't get these chips. They didn't pre-order their chips because they thought they'd have a slowdown because of the pandemic. So these companies that make the chips gave it to the phone manufacturers or the stereo manufacturers under contract. And the manufacturers of cars cannot get enough chips to build cars.
I just saw that. Yeah, they're right? they're having to close plants down altogether, eh?
Yeah, completely. And for weeks on end. So that means two things. One, you'll never get a deal on a new car right now. So if you need it, you're going to have to step up and pay. And secondly, if you've got a used car, for instance, coming off lease, I would suggest you buy it because you couldn't buy it as a used car off the lot because they're very expensive. They're probably $3,000 to $4,000, maybe even $5,000 more than they should be.
Right. And so, but of course, you want to get an evaluation done, eh? Before you decide you want to take it. You know, take it to your local garage, take it to your neighborhood mechanic, and have them do a total look over to see what you need. I mean, you got to find out, do you need tires moving down the road, or you need brakes, you need exhaust. So those are things that you have to establish. But as you say, it's hard to get a new car anyways. So you may as well service and take care of the old one you got and just ride it out. I mean, I'm sure 6 months or a year from now, we'll be back to normal. We're hoping and praying.
I was at the dealership yesterday. I paid out my lease.
Mm-hmm.
They had one car in the showroom, and this is a dealer that sells like thousands of cars. They had one car in the showroom and 10 cars on the lot new to offer.
Really? I know. Yeah. I know. I noticed that a few of the places, they've been parking cars sideways to make it look like the lot was full when that wasn't the case at all.
It's a real serious problem. And it maybe becomes so serious that they'll start laying people off because if there's nothing to sell, there's no reason that you should be here.
I guess one of the other reasons, too, I mean, we had them on the show periodically as lease busters. You know, so if your car is not worth fixing or is given up to ghost altogether, you may want to look at their page to see
what's available.
You can take over someone else's lease and get yourself a nice used car that way.
The whole market right now is very depressed. They keep telling them that we can't supply product for new car dealers. The auto auctions are basically raped by the Americans. They were buying cars at a discount because of the dollar change. and they get their taxes back at the borders. I mean, they got a real advantage. So it's a problem for the Canadian market.
You have to offer us an antidepressant. What do you got?
Okay. Dave's Corner Garage. There you go.
No, Al's Corner Garage. Come by and see me anytime you want. Come by. We can have a coffee chat. You know, otherwise, Dave's Corner Garage is a great website to check for all kinds of things. We want to thank our guests that we had today. We had, where's my list here? We had Corey Finkelstein from yep. Hagerty. So if you've got more than one car and you need some special coverage, they can give you a group plan. And you were at the club. Were you at the place in Burlington?
I was. It's fantastic. They had about 10. They were just opened up, mm-hmm. and they haven't officially opened up. I don't think that happens till fall. But they had maybe 150 driver's suits from race car drivers.
Oh, wow.
That we all know, like Mario Andretti and Jacques Villeneuve and those guys, all there with the hats. He showed us a helmet from Schumacher mm-hmm. that was worth $30,000, just one helmet.
What do you think our greasy coveralls would be worth?
X.
Want to thank Corey Finkelstein. We couldn't get him on the line, but we did have him on the line. Sorry,
no, Alex.
Yes, we couldn't get Alex, but maybe we'll get him on another time. Jonathan Schlue, of course, from Car Generator. In case you're running out of power, you know he's got the machine for you. And of course, Brian Elliott from the Highway 11 Cruisers got a couple of nice cruises coming up. They do some great jobs. They give money to people that need it. The Stardust Cruise, yep. September the 19th. The Apple Festival, October the 2nd. And that's about it, Dave. Say goodnight.
Keep the shiny side up and your greasy side down, and we'll see you back here next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.